Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Joseph Smith with Missouri University of Science and Technology.
Joseph Smith, the director of the Energy Research and Development Center and the Wayne and Gail Wofford Endowed Energy Chair at Missouri University of Science and Technology.
Talk to me a little bit about your project or your research, which I guess I essentially got a press release for. That's how I got a hold of your name. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You bet. We have an energy lab here in Missouri, and we study hybrid energy. And hybrid energy basically combines various sources of energy, and that includes gas, nuclear, solar. I mean, so across the gambit. And in the work that we've been doing in gas is from unconventional sources. Obviously, fracking is one way to recover unconventional hydrocarbons from shale oil or shale formations and so forth. We've got a project right now that we're working on that is processing oil shale to generate syncrude. Fracking, again, is some of the work that's going on here at the university. It involves ways to extract hydrocarbons more efficiently from shale, from different types of formations.
So what was it, I guess, when it comes to your fracking research, what did you find when it comes to, like, the fracking type research?
Okay, so again, fracking is, as you know, is basically extracting gas from tight gas from shale formations, and what our research mainly is focused on thermal processes to take gases out of the oil shale. One of the things that we're doing right now involves nuclear reactors to provide heat. To do that in Canada and some of the other formations, they use steam, you know, assisted gravity drainage or SAGD to take oil out. What we're looking at is alternative ways to provide carbon-free heat to do the same. And so that's mainly our research here. We're also modeling what happens underground when you heat up formation and what how the ground heats, how that affects the formation, and in, you know, just where the proper places for wells are in relation to the heat source. Presented some work at Oil Shale Conference in Golden, Colorado, and also in Salt Lake City on this technology that we've developed. And that's, again, one of our process technologies that we're developing is, again, doing in-situ as well as ex-situ extraction of oil and gas from shale formations.
And I'm looking at the press release here, and it says, like, the fracking industry has essentially remade itself, right, and we've got some less expensive ways to drill. Are there people using this method right now? Is that how you came up with those numbers? Or I guess, are people using this?
Yes, that's right. And so, if you think about it, fracking industry grew up with $100 barrel oil. And what has happened since that, oil prices, cut in half or even more. And so what the industry has done is find ways to extract oil more effectively with newer equipment. And so what we're looking at is more of the technology to extract it. And we're not into the hydraulic fracturing. Other people here at the university are in the geological department. But my research is more focused on the extraction process itself, as I mentioned. So, what I have done now in working with my colleagues here is in the geological department, in the petrochemical department, is to look at ways to recover more oil, cheaper, using more efficient collection methods. And so that's not my research, but my research is more focused on the thermal extractions process. I don't know if that is what you're after, but that's what my research is. The press release is based on work that I've done with my colleagues here and developing other extraction methods. That's not my research. My research is more focused on, as I mentioned, using alternative heat sources, finding ways to get more out of the rock for less money. And so
that's kind of where all the questions lead down to is, the fracking revolution came, like you said, $100 oil kind of allowed the science projects to happen at the wellhead. Prices went down. They had to weed out which science projects were going to keep working, which ones weren't. Some, you know, go the LNG route to do some things. Some people don't. Do you have a dollar figure, like 40, 50, 60 bucks, that would be the new $100? I guess that's even kind of difficult from shale play to shale play, but just what are some of the after effects that you've seen by companies implementing some of these new technologies, I guess?
Yeah, so what has happened is obviously companies that are able to adjust and use newer technology, you know, are still around. Others that, you know, are not as nimble, not able to adjust, basically aren't around anymore. It happens always in business, right? I mean, as you look at things, for example, the ethanol industry up in Minnesota, where I just got back from, there are a lot of corn ethanol plants up there, and as gas prices went down, a lot of those went out of business too. But companies that stuck around were ones that were able to, hybridize their system, so they get more out of it than just, you know, the main product. What the companies are that have stayed around, you know, what other products can they produce? You know, how can they drive more value from the same amount of work? And that's what they've done. And there's a refinery, a corn refinery here in Missouri. They produce five different products now, and so their cash flow has been affected because of that hybridization. And so companies like that in the Balkan, they've done the same thing. They found ways to not just get, you know, shale gas, but to find, you know, other products that they can produce, you know, from their wellhead. And one of the big issues, as you know, up in North Dakota is flaring that gas. And so there are technology that we're working with, finding ways to compress that gas and collect it so you don't flare as much, which is good. The environmentalists love that. But also then you produce more liquid that then improves the bottom line. And that's what companies have done that are still around. They found ways to hybridize, to get more out of, you know, what they're producing for the same amount of work.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Joseph Smith with the University of Missouri Science and Technology, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.